Prophets of Allah. Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam. A long time ago, in the land of Canaan, there lived a prophet whose name was Yaqub. Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam had 12 sons, but he was fond of the youngest, Yusuf. Yusuf alayhi salam was the most handsome and pious of them all. One morning, Yusuf alayhi salam ran to his father and said to him, "Last night I dreamt that 11 stars, the sun and the moon were prostrating to me." Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam said, "My dear Yusuf, do not say a word about this dream to your brothers." Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam knew that his other sons were jealous of Yusuf, so he tried his best to keep Yusuf alayhi salam with him at all times. One day, the brothers were sitting together and talking about how their father loved Yusuf more than them. They decided that they would have to get rid of Yusuf. After some discussion, they came up with an idea. The very next day, they asked their father if Yusuf could accompany them while they tended their sheep. Initially, Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam was hesitant, but after a lot of insisting, he finally agreed. When they reached the desert, they removed Yusuf's shirt and threw him down into a well. Then they slaughtered a sheep and smeared its blood on his shirt and returned home. When Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam asked them about Yusuf, they replied, "O father, we left Yusuf for a short while and he was eaten up by a wolf. Here is his shirt." Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam knew that his sons were lying. He became very sad and cried so much until he lost his eyesight. The next day, a caravan passed by the desert. Since they were thirsty, they let their bucket down the well and were very surprised when a handsome young boy came up to the top. They decided to take him with them. They sold him to the king of Egypt and he started a new life from that day on. After a few years, he grew up into a handsome young man. Zuleika, the king's wife, wanted to have Yusuf, but Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam turned her down as it was considered a major sin. When she didn't get her way, Zuleika complained to her husband against Yusuf alayhi salam. Later, she hatched a plot against him and he was imprisoned. One night, the king had a dream and related it to his advisors. "I saw 17 cows eating 7 fat ones. Then I saw 7 dry stalks of corn swallowing 7 green stalks. Does anyone know what this means?" One of them told the king that there is a young boy in the prison who would be able to interpret this dream. The man went to the prison and asked Yusuf alayhi salam to interpret the king's dream. "For 7 years, you will have a good harvest. But for the next 7 years, the whole of Egypt will be dry. You will have to store wheat and barley so that it will become useful when times are bad." The man hurriedly went to tell the king the meaning of this dream. The king immediately asked to see Yusuf alayhi salam. When the king saw how truthful and clever he was, he immediately set Yusuf alayhi salam free. And when Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam suggested a solution to the problem of the coming famine, he gave the responsibility of leading the people and administrating the provisions. For the first 7 years, Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam bought all the wheat, barley and other grains and stored them carefully. After 7 years, the whole of Canaan became dry. people came from far off places to buy the wheat and barley. Even Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam sent his sons to Egypt to buy some grain. When Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam saw his brothers, he recognized them, but they did not recognize him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped Yusuf alayhi salam trick his brothers in order to make them understand that what they had done to him was wrong. They asked for his forgiveness and he forgave them. Then he immediately asked about his father. The brothers sadly replied, "Our father has become blind since he has been crying so much for you." Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam gave them his shirt, saying, "Here, take my shirt and put it over his eyes. His eyesight will come back." When Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam put the shirt over his eyes, his eyesight was restored. He then returned to Egypt with his sons. When Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam saw them coming, he went to welcome them. They immediately dismounted their horses and all fell in prostration. Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam was very happy to see his father.